feast of Crispian. And Jim is our first reader.
I am, and I am opening it as we speak. Feast of Crispian is, I need to turn the page on my notes. Feast of Crispian is based in Milwaukee. It is a theater organization run by volunteers. They do, however, pay their artists for the intensive work that they when they are doing intensive work in the hospitals and other similar settings. It was founded in 2000. Actually, it began in 2012 and was incorporated in 2016. Its purpose is to help veterans deal with PTSD through working with the texts of Shakespeare. Their budget has gone down over the past 3 years from $92,000 to $68,000 in terms of revenue and $87,000 to $59,000 in terms of expense, based largely upon the fact that a large grant that they have been receiving is being phased out. Obviously, they need to diversify their support, and they are working on that. They make a compelling case in discussing the history of the organization that Milwaukee has a high concentration of disabled veterans who are affected by poverty, substance use, mental health disorders, incarceration, and unemployment. They have 12 artists engaged in their therapy program, and they have reached 1,200 adults. I think that is a staggering number for an organization like this. They have created a curriculum for a program to use the acting of Shakespeare as an intervention for PTSD and other related issues. They do 16-hour weekend workshops at the VA hospital. They present all veteran productions, both of Shakespeare works, cuttings of Shakespeare, and original productions, and they have worked with the Milwaukee Repertory Theater to produce the first National Veterans Theater Festival last May. They work through an organization called the Lake Arts Project to pair veterans with at-risk youth, to the benefit of both, and they've worked with the Medical College of Wisconsin in a program in their program helping dealing with veterans issues called Warrior's Path, and they have been engaged also with the National Shakespeare in Prisons program. They have extraordinary stories to tell, and they tell them very well, and their evaluation process is really good. It's an incredible program. Highly qualified leadership. They indicate that their board members are also part of the artist team that goes into the hospitals, that they are paid for their work in the workshops but not paid for their work on the board. I'm comfortable with that as long as they're keeping good records.
Mm-hmm.
They have clearly scaled their activities. They're very responsible. They've clearly scaled their activities to the available funds. That's possible with grant-focused funding when you know how much money you have before the year starts. I was not able to see the diversification of funds as the large donor starts cutting back. I'm assuming that they're working toward diversifying those resources. And it would be helpful to have had information about how they're doing that. I look forward to institutional financial statements now that the organization is incorporated. For its 4 years, it appeared to use a fiscal receiver. And we're assuming that the fiscal receiver's finances are similar to those of the organization, as they sit. Is there a plan for the accumulated fund balance? It appears to be around $50,000 now. It would have been helpful to see a balance sheet to know what their plans are to use that money. I'm confident that it's a good plan. I just wanted to see it. They have compelling, as I said, compelling statistics on the need in the Milwaukee area and outstanding partnerships and engagement with veterans groups, community organizations, and arts institutions. Once again, the numbers are simply staggering of the number of people that they have served. Their plan is brief. It's actually a statement of priorities, but it's clear. It needs timelines and responsible parties to become actionable, but it's an excellent start. Their client stories and testimonials are simply superb. Their workshop evaluation survey, as I said, is a very good one. And now that their public performances are becoming more visible, is it time for them to start surveying audiences to test whether they are increasing awareness of veterans' issues among the general population?
Hmm. All right. Our second reader there is Christina.
I had this, concur with everything, but I have the same question about surveying the community that's participating as an audience to determine awareness of the complexities that veterans do deal with. I did appreciate that they provided information regarding how veterans are doing after they are part of performances and part of the workshops. I find this organization to be compelling and doing so much with so little and having a strong impact in areas that are so necessary for the well-being of people. They really truly do demonstrate the power of art to save lives. And I appreciate their sharing of how veterans are transitioning back into family and community and jobs, and really the compelling information that comes with the struggle our veterans have. I appreciate this application and proposal so much.
Great. Thank you. Emily.
I also was very impressed with the mission and the work of this organization, so much so that I sent their website to a friend of mine here in Texas who works with vets and is in theater, so maybe he can learn something from them. I was just so impressed by it, so kudos to them, and I wish I was still in Milwaukee so I could do their work.
That's great.
We have to have a field trip here.
All right. Any other comments related to those four criteria? Any questions that you all have, or do you have what you need to Anne's point to just keep going here?
Got what we need.
All right. Please score.